PFT Media.
Welcome to The Daily City. My name is Mark Baratelli. I'm the editor of thedailycity.com, and I'm gay. The steakhouse chain Manny's Chop House has opened a location in downtown Baldwin Park at 4979 New Broad Street, right next door to Calibri Mexican Cuisine. The Manny's menu is a family-friendly collection of basics, including buffalo wings, onion rings, potato skins, steak, seafood, chicken, burgers, and chocolate cake. Manny Nicoladadaladadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Between 2007 and 2013, Manny opened three more locations in the same part of the state. There's one Manny's already in the Central Florida region, and that one is located in Altamont Springs. A new restaurant called Blended Cafe Bar, serving bubble tea, bubble egg waffles, and more, is coming to College Park in a 5,000-square-foot space at 2306 Edgewater Drive, right next door to the College Park Diner. One item on the menu, the bubble egg waffle, is a dish I have never heard of, and perhaps if you're as food-ignorant as I am, the next sentence will be of value to you. A bubble egg waffle is an egg-based square waffle divided into giant pull-apart bubble pieces. Okay. Blended Egg Cafe, Waffle Bar, Coffee House. What? Bubble. Blended Cafe Bar will join two other dessert shops along College Park's Edgewater Drive, Jeremiah's Italian Ice, and Trevi Pasta. They serve gelato. A huge metal one-piece bridge-like section of the currently in-construction Colonial Pedestrian Overpass has been placed at the project's construction site, the intersection of I-4 and Colonial. Once complete, the overpass will be located east of I-4, west of North Orange Avenue, and will cross West Colonial Drive until touchdown, approximately 340 feet south of Colonial. At a cost of $9 million, the overpass will take users into the core of downtown Orlando while also providing a safe pedestrian and cyclist crossing of Colonial Drive. The overpass will connect the Orlando Urban Trail to the Gertrude's Walk Trail. There's been a focus by the city on completing the trail located in the Central Business District due to the addition of the bike share program, increased residential density, burgeoning sports and entertainment complexes, and expanding bus and rail transit options. New downtown coffee shop Deeply Coffee is opening this summer at 111 North Magnolia Avenue, across the street from the in-the-planning stages Cambria Suites Hotel, a block from the downtown public library and a block from Lake Eola Park. The shop will serve a coffee brand roasted in Tampa called King State Coffee, Chicago tea brand Spirit Tea, and a quarterly guest coffee roaster brand. Beer will be served in the evenings, and pearl sugar Belgian Liège waffles will be made in-house. And finally, we told you in January that Stasio's Italian Deli and Market was coming to the Milk District, and according to the owners, it's expected to open late July, early August. The market will be located at the corner of Robinson and Bumby at 2320 East Robinson Street and will offer sandwiches made to order, a full espresso bar, pizza, breakfast sandwiches, and hot breakfasts, and freshly made bread. The market shelves will be stocked with products imported from Italy like olive oils, balsamic vinegars, prosciutto, pasta, seasonings, snacks, and wine. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.